Track 9, and now we're back to news stories. Builder jailed for stabbing wife's lover. A 43-year-old builder from Newton Abbott has been jailed for stabbing a man who had had a relationship with his wife. Damien Weston, who appeared at Exeter Crown Court, had hidden a knife up his sleeve when he confronted Ricky Campbell outside his home in Sandringham Road, Newton Abbott, one day in February last year. The court was told that Weston had made comments about Mr. Campbell's relationship with his wife. Weston then lunged and stabbed Mr. Campbell in the neck. The complainant thought he had been punched, but realised he had been stabbed when he felt the blood. He then told a man he was with that he thought he was going to die. Dad of three, Weston, had tried to stop the men calling for an ambulance. He snatched one phone from the other man who was at the scene of the assault. The victim was taken to hospital, where it was discovered that the knife had narrowly missed a major blood artery in his neck. Weston gave himself up to police a week later and said that he had acted in self-defence. Weston admitted wounding with intent and having a bladed article and was jailed for 4 years and 3 months.
Press officer wins prestigious RNLI volunteering award. A volunteer at Tynmouth Lifeboat Station has received a top award from the Royal National Lifeboat Institute. Amy Furlong, who is the volunteer lifeboat press officer at Tynmouth, has recently received the RNLI Excellence in Volunteering Award for her commitment to strengthening Tynmouth Lifeboat Station's communications and public engagement. The RNLI Excellence in Volunteering Award is given to individuals who consistently go above and beyond their volunteer role and who demonstrate the RNLI's core values of selflessness, courage, dependability, and trustworthiness. Since taking on her volunteer press officer role, Amy has championed the RNLI's One Crew ethos by bringing together separate Facebook pages for station operations and fundraising into a single platform and strengthening communication and public engagement. The unified page now reaches more than 7,800 followers, increasing the awareness of the station's life-saving work through regular, engaging content. Amy has also developed strong working relationships across volunteer teams and with the local press, and regularly supports the organisation of both fundraising and volunteer events. I was completely shocked and quite taken back to receive the award, Amy said. I really do love my role at the station, and I'm very lucky to work alongside such a great and diverse team. It means a lot to be part of something like this. The award citation highlights how Amy's contribution has helped support the RNLI's mission to save lives at sea, reflecting the important role volunteers play behind the scenes at lifeboat stations across the UK.
Care Home sets dementia care benchmark. A Dawlish care home has been praised for setting a benchmark for outstanding dementia practice across the social care sector. Sefton Hall, a Southern healthcare home, received the praise from Meaningful Care Matters auditors, who were assessing the care home's butterfly programmes. Meaningful Care Matters, MCM, auditors said the company's flagship dementia care home, Sefton Hall, reflected exceptional standards of person-centred care and awarded it a Level 1 outstanding rating. One of the auditors and MCM managing director, Peter Buart, said, "With strong leadership, cultural inclusivity and consistent excellence in care delivery, Sefton Hall continues to embody the ethos of being free to be me, setting a benchmark for outstanding practice across the social care sector in England." MCM rate care providers on care delivery, individual care plans, and the meaningful relationships between staff and residents. Those dementia care providers which demonstrate a high number of meaningful interactions against a long list of criteria are awarded the status of a butterfly home. Peter added, "Every team member contributes meaningfully, embodying the home's manager's philosophy that every person matters. Head carers and nursing staff actively ensure that care is relationship-driven, meaningful and emotionally authentic. Auditors also praise their consistently exceptional standard of personal-centred care, the culturally and linguistically diverse workforce, the unhurried and sociable mealtimes, and the way in which activities are woven into daily life.
Plans to transform verges into wildflower havens. Some verges in Newton Abbott have been earmarked for a transformation into wildflower havens. Eight sites have been identified by Newton Abbott Town Council to make the verges more wildlife friendly. Now the council is asking for residents' views on the proposal before the plans are finalised. The plans follow a survey last year asking for opinions on how the town's verges are managed, with 70% of respondents supporting reduction or changing mowing schedules to benefit wildlife. The eight sites chosen for the trial reflect a range of local conditions and verge types. At each location, biodiversity surveys will be carried out before and after the changes to track the impact. A town council spokesman said, "This trial phase will help us refine our approach and determine how best to scale wildlife-friendly verge management more widely across the town. Our focus is on enhancing the biodiversity of our grass verges, creating healthy habitats for wildlife and more attractive green spaces for the community. The selected verges will continue to reap the usual 4 to 6 cuts a year. However, cuttings will be removed to gradually reduce soil fertility, creating conditions that favour the growth of wildflowers. At each site, where possible, two small sections would also be scarified. One would be sown with suitable wildflower seed mix, while the other would be left unsown to assess the natural seed bank already present to show the most effective long-term approach for each verge. These areas will be carefully monitored throughout the year. Borders will be maintained and kept litter-free. Some areas are already rich in wildflowers and simply need their growth encouraged through changes in the mowing schedule. Others may require the sowing of native wildflower seeds to establish more diverse and beneficial habitats. The council says safety, visibility and general tidiness would remain priorities, and all verges would continue to receive routine maintenance to ensure road safety is never compromised."
Help shape the region's wellbeing strategy. There is still time to get involved and help shape Teignbridge Council's active wellbeing strategy. The council are inviting residents, community groups, sports clubs, employers and schools to play a key role in shaping the future of sport, physical activity and active wellbeing across the district. Your views are essential to this public consultation, a spokesperson for Teignbridge Council said. Feedback will inform the development of a strategy designed to make it easier for everyone to enjoy the benefits of improved physical and mental well-being, the spokesperson added. The strategy will cover parks, coastal areas, active travel routes, sports pitches, community venues and leisure facilities. The consultation is open until 5 p.m. on Friday, 6th of January.